Okay, let's move on here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 and 3. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord, so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Wow, there's a terrifying verse. He's coming like a thief in the night, when they're not expecting it, talking about the world. And they're going to be saying peace and safety. I think that means because this evil Antichrist system will be on earth with all kinds of answers and solutions. And people will be saying, we found our God. That's him. He's doing everything right. But then, like in the days of Noah, sudden destruction is going to come. And I like that. As travail upon a woman with child. Jesus talks about that too. As birth pains come upon the earth, so shall the last day signs. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verses 3 through 13. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Right there, I want to stop. That's a commandment, that we not be deceived. So we need to take that serious in our study, in our discerning God's word. If we follow the word and the spirit, we will not be deceived. And so that's a commandment. Take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5, for many shall say, many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So that's pretty interesting where Jesus is talking about, again, that's where the endurance part of the good news, we have to endure. He talks about the rise of false teachers. a lot of you people that are younger don't realize this, but Brother Jim's an old man, I'm almost 60. When I grew up, there was no internet. It's a relatively new invention, like about the late 90s. And false teachers have grown by thousandfolds since the internet has popped up. And that's one of the things I think Jesus is telling us. Be not deceived, many false teachers. The internet has brought that to pass. And we see that coming to pass today. So I thought that was an interesting note. Matthew 24, verses 37 and 39. Matthew 24, 37, 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered in the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That's another thing. We see that. I'm sure it's that way all over the world, but in America, we see it. People mock. They laugh. They think judgment is funny. They think the things of God and hell and judgment are funny, and they're just having a good old merry time, not knowing what's coming. And so Jesus said it will be like that in the last days. We're certainly living in those last days. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Oh, did I read this one already? I think I read this one already. But the Lord, I'll read it again. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens and the earth shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are in shall burn up. No, actually, I think I didn't read that. So again, it's talking about that burning up. God's going to use fire, and he's going to purge and recreate. How about James chapter 5? James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be also patient. I like this part. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Do a word search. Look up the word establish, or establish. Basically, we're to prepare our hearts, prepare our lives, prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord, and it draweth nigh. So that's what we need to be doing. Just like if a tornado was coming, you would prepare, you'd hide, you would take shelter. Well, we know the Lord is coming and these last days are coming, so we need to establish ourselves, get our hearts ready for this. Matthew 24, verse 36. Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. So these people always trying to predict Christ's coming, making formulas up, coming up with Bible codes. Don't buy it. Nobody knows. The Bible is clear about that, so we don't need to be second-guessing on that. How about Luke 21, 34 and 36? Luke 21, 34, 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest any time your hearts be overcharged and surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Wow. Take that verse to all your friends that say it doesn't matter how you live. Take that verse from Luke 21, 34 and 36. That ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. Oh, Christ is the only one worthy for eternal life for us. But we clearly have to walk in a way that's worthy of this glorious Savior. Praise God. Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44. Watch therefore, for ye know not the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. So two things come to my mind here. As believers, we're supposed to be looking for Christ's coming, but many of us aren't going to be alive at his coming, so we need to make sure that we're ready every day, because we could die any day. That's another thought. Not just his coming, but also our death, and then when we will stand in judgment. Moving on. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. 1 Thess 1, verse 9 and 10. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That's a good verse that points us to that archetype of Jesus. Noah built an ark, and he got in the ark and was floated in above the wrath of God. Jesus is a type of ark for us. We get in Christ, and he delivers us from the wrath to come. Isn't that beautiful? 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Oh, this is one of Brother Jim's favorite scriptures. Verses 7 through 10. 2 Thess 1, 7 through 10. I use this a lot when I'm street preaching. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in them all that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day." Wow, what a glorious scripture. Fearful and terrifying for those not in Christ, but glorious for those of us that are looking for him. And I got one more scripture verse for you. There's many more you could look up, but I have one more for you. Revelation 22. Revelation 22, verse 12 through 14. I love this verse. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. To every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." Wow, that is a glorious scripture verse. I hope those scripture verses on the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ has encouraged and edified the saints. We need to be looking to him, his goodness, the promises, the hope, the redemption. Yeah, there's evil and wickedness and darkness all around us. We got to face it. But we need, our portion needs to be Christ and his return and his spirit and his word. And that's how we're going to overcome, as it says in Revelation 12:11, by the blood of Christ, by the word of our testimony. And the last part of that is, if we're not looking to the earth and our things and our flesh, we will not love our life unto death. So that's one of our charges as born-again believers. So that's what I'm going to offer the saints of God today that I've gathered with. The best thing I got, the Word of God. Go back, read those verses, read the verses around them, go look up other verses on his return, and then shoot Brother Jim an email or shoot me a text, those of you who know me, and we could talk about those verses, and we can encourage everybody to be looking for Christ's coming. We need to warn the world that he's coming, and we need to encourage the saints that he's coming so that they'll hold fast. So, hey, we love you all. This has been Brother Jim. I hope you've enjoyed this. Till we get together again, together next time, go to don'tperish.com. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. And as we always say, may God be praised.